NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. government says it is now organizing shipments of emergency supplies to help provide shelter to hundreds of thousands of people displaced in the Philippines by the typhoon that hit that country last week. Shipments also include food and hygiene supplies. Philippine soldiers have been handing out food and water in some of the more devastated areas, including the heavily damaged city of Tacloban. NPR's Tom Bowman says the aircraft carrier, the USS George Washington, is being deployed to the hard-hit region.
There are estimates as many as 10,000 people have been killed, and there are also roughly 600,000 who have been left homeless. So when the carrier arrives with the helicopters and the ability to carry food and water and medical equipment, that can really help in a situation like this.
President of the Philippines has declared a state of national calamity there, allowing for faster release of emergency funds to help victims. President Obama paid tribute to one of the oldest living veterans of World War II as he marked this Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president also challenged Americans not to forget a new generation of veterans returning from wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
President Obama praised 107-year-old Richard Overton for his service in the Pacific during World War II and for the way Overton continues to live, as Obama said, proud and strong in the land he helped keep free. As the long-running Afghan war winds down, Obama pledged that America will continue to support a new generation of military heroes.
That's our promise to you and all who've served, to be there, to support you when you come home, every step of the way. And as a nation, we will strive to be worthy of the sacrifices that you've made.
Obama says that support includes both educational benefits and improved mental health care. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
What may be a sign of progress in terms of a broader agreement with the U.S. and other world powers on the country's disputed nuclear program. Iran has reached a deal with the United Nations. Iran and UN's nuclear chief reaching an agreement that will allow for expanded monitoring of the country's nuclear sites. Well, there's still no deal in terms of a group of six nations, including the U.S., that have also been talking with Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry at a news conference with the United Arab Emirates today says, at least for now, more hardline options can't be considered.
If we had to turn to a military option because we are left no other option, we must show the world we have exhausted every possible remedy and opportunity.
Iran was not able to accept a proposal hammered out by the U.S. and five other world powers meeting in Geneva. Amazon has announced it will be teaming up with the U.S. Post Office to offer Sunday delivery to its customers. Seattle-based company says it will begin offering the Sunday service first in New York and Los Angeles. On Wall Street, stocks began the week higher. The Dow was up 21 points. The S&P 500 rose a point today. You're listening to NPR. Syrian rebels now say they are recruiting fighters in Jordan's Zaatari camp for Syrian refugees. That's despite a ban on rebel activities there put in place by the UN and Jordanian officials. On a recent visit to the facility, reported with the Associated Press, witnessed a truck with a loudspeaker calling on refugees to undergo training. UN officials have threatened if they see such recruiting taking place, they will notify the Jordanian government. One of the U.S. lawmakers who co-authored legislation expanding counterterrorism surveillance says the National Security Agency has gone too far and jeopardized European Union cooperation. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner's criticism finds a warm reception in the European Parliament.
Long-held European discomfort with the Sensenbrenner-sponsored Patriot Act has paled in comparison to the outrage over alleged NSA spying on EU citizens and leaders. Sensenbrenner told European lawmakers today he shares their distaste for over-the-top wiretapping by the NSA. He explains he and Senator Patrick Leahy are proposing the bipartisan USA Freedom Act, which would rein in the agency.
We know that what is being done is wrong, and we know that what is being done is a twisting of the law, and we want to prevent it from happening again.
But the new U.S. law would only ban bulk data collection on Americans, as parliamentarians pointed out. Sensenbrenner says that's a question for Obama administration officials, who'll be meeting the EU Justice Commissioner next week. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Police in Houston say they've charged two suspects in connection with a deadly shooting at a house party over the weekend that left two people dead and 19 others hurt. Officials say the shooting apparently erupted after someone fired a pistol into the air in celebration. Where in the ensuing confusion, there was then gunfire into the crowd. A 17-year-old and 16-year-old were killed. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.